We got to give y'all an update of what's going on with Trump. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Now to that sweeping racketeering case against Donald Trump in Georgia. A Fulton County judge today dismissing six of the 41 counts against the former president and top
ally. Hold on 1 second. Let me see something. Carlisle Tom said facts. Anton knows very little about Haiti. I don't want to know about Haiti. Listen, I tell you what, to all of my Haitians, you stay where you are, and we going to stay where we are over in the United States of America, and that's cool, right? Facts. Anton knows very little about Port-au-Prince. I know Barbecue is over there doing his thing. Listen, for all of y'all people that love Haiti so much, how come y'all won't go over there? How come y'all don't go over there? Everybody got an opinion, but don't nobody actually, why don't you go there? Why don't you go and fix it? Fix the community over in Haiti. Man, I don't care nothing about Haiti. You think I want to go over there? I don't. I promise you this. This is my promise to you. Of all of the places that I'm going to visit in my lifetime, I promise you I will never step foot in Haiti. I promise you I will never, ever, 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 ever. You ain't never got to worry about one Anton Daniels from AntonDaniels.com going over to Haiti. Carlisle Tom, he one of them dudes that always be in the contrary. He said, but it's okay. I'm informed about what goes on over there. From who? You went over there and you wouldn't talk to Barbecue? You don't know nothing. Listen. You don't know nothing. Only thing you know is what I tell you. You don't know nothing. Your sources ain't on the ground in Haiti. Hey, y'all got to stop listening to these fake deep people. But it's a fact that I know what's really going on over there from the U.S. Man, shut up. Shut up. You don't know nothing, and countries are meant to be conquered. Everybody is meant to be conquered. Everything and everyone is always going to be bored since the beginning of the time, and winners are the ones that write the rules. You don't know nothing. You ain't on the ground. You ain't never been to Haiti. You don't know nobody from there. You ain't got a line to the embassy over in Haiti. Shut up. Man, I'm informed. I got my third eye going on over there in Haiti. Shut up, nigga. You don't know nothing. You just talking. You don't know no more than anybody else that's over here in the United States of America. We all privileged, and we all got living our comfortable homes and having a good time. You don't know nothing. The CIA told me. Man, the CIA don't know you, Carlisle. Carlisle with a Y. Don't nobody know you. Don't nobody know you. Ain't nobody checking for you. Ain't nobody felt like you was important enough for them to give you some information. I know because the CIA done got a secret report. Well, show me the documents. Email it to me. Always these fake wokes. My Wu-Tang Clan third eye has always got an eye over in Haiti. Shut up. The people in Haiti don't even know what's going on. You don't even know what's going on in your own city. Who your city councilman? Who your treasurer? I know what's going on in Haiti. Shut up. Just shut up. You just be talking. Niggas be talking. Let's talk about Trump.
Guys, Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. It's considered a legal setback for prosecutors, but Trump still faces 10 charges that could result in decades in jail. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee threw out charges that accuse former President Trump and several of his co-defendants of pressuring public officers to violate their oaths as part of an alleged effort to overturn the 2020 election. McAfee said District Attorney Fani Willis and her prosecutors were not specific enough about the violations, writing, "The lack of detail concerning an essential legal element is fatal." Just three of Trump's 13 counts were tossed, including one for his January 2021 phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Trump's legal team applauded the ruling.
It was a step in the right direction. It goes to the sloppiness of, frankly, the prosecutors down there.
Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree said it was only a partial victory for Trump.
The judge's decision effectively has the result of narrowing the case against Trump and the other defendants. It doesn't eliminate it entirely, though.
It is a lie.
McAfee's ruling comes ahead of a highly anticipated decision this week about whether Willis and special prosecutor Nathan Wade should be disqualified from the election interference case. Last month, the pair admitted to having a romantic relationship for about a year after Wade was hired, but denied any wrongdoing.
The romantic relationship ended before the indictment was returned, yes or no?
To a man, yes.
What does that mean, to a man, yes? What does that mean, to a man, yes? Listen, man, they have spent so much money. So, do y'all realize how much money is being spent chasing this? Only to have six of the charges thrown out. Not all of them, six of the charges thrown out. Do y'all realize how much money has been spent? All of the millions and millions and millions of tax dollars that has been spent chasing this, only for it to come back and backfire and completely ruin your life? I wonder this. Here's what I always wonder. If she had to do it all over again, would she even have done this in the first place? If they had to do it all over again, would she even go down this path in the first place? Because her life is ruined, in my opinion. There's no way that she can get voted back as Fulton County DA. No way that she can get voted back as Fulton County DA. This has never happened to any president in history. They're trying to influence what it is that people have the option to vote as far as the election. And if she had to do it all over again as far as having her whole life upended, even though we know that they sassy, ashy, and not classy, would they do it all over again? We know that he was lying about his bag. He been busting it down since 2019. The whole thing is just smelly. It stinks. And if any one of it, any bit of it is trash, then you got to throw the whole thing away. If any one of it is trash, if this thing and any part of it stinks, in which the whole thing smell like anchovies, you got to throw the whole thing away. So let's back up for a minute. But Trump, because he's fighting charges all over the United States of America, New York, Atlanta, Florida. He's now down in Florida to fight the dismissal of a classified documents case.
To another Fox News alert, about 2 hours from now, former President Trump is expected to appear
in a Florida courtroom
as his legal team fights to get his classified documents case tossed.
So this comes as the Georgia judge throws out six counts in the state's election interference case against Trump. A lawyer for Trump saying the ruling is correct application of the law as the prosecution failed to make specific allegation of any alleged wrongdoing on those counts.
A decision on whether DA Fannie Willis will be allowed to stay on the Georgia case or be disqualified is also expected this week.
All right, let's bring in Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. All right, Greg, let's start with the fact that the Trump team is trying to dismiss the Florida documents case. Where's that going to go?
Well, as I said on the day of the FBI raid, the retention of documents, Steve, by a former president is not a criminal case. It's a civil matter. It's governed exclusively by the Presidential Records Act. So if the government wants records returned, the proper remedy is a civil court action, not a criminal indictment. That's, in fact, how it was handled in the Bill Clinton case at the time. The DOJ argued an ex-president can keep whatever he wants, and a federal judge agreed with that. But here, because it's Trump, Biden's attorney general and the special counsel reverse course. They renounced their longstanding position, and they went after Trump criminally, even though he had declassification authority while president, which, by the way, Joe Biden didn't have when he removed documents.
You know, Greg, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious. Typically, you can form some type of inference from a judge based on their past rulings. But Judge Cannon is new on the bench. Where do you see this going?
Well, she has posed questions in earlier court hearings and as well as some of her writings about, you know, she's not quite sure the proper legal standing that the government is taking here. So that's a bit of a tip of the hat that she may be seriously looking at dismissing some, if not all, of the charges. Wow. What do I think she'll do? I frankly don't think she'll do that.
A judge threw out six counts of Trump's election interference indictment in the state of Georgia yesterday. What do you make of the ruling about Fannie Willis? Do you think she'll be removed from the Trump case?
She has to be. She has to be. Absolutely has to be removed. 100%. I don't even know how she can even be on this case. After everything that we uncovered, I don't even think that there's anything more that anybody could have uncovered that's any worse than we've already found out. There's no way she can be the prosecuting attorney on Trump's case in Georgia at all. Not only that, I don't think that she should even be the Fulton County district attorney at all. I think that she should lose her job. I'm never one to call for somebody to lose their job, but if your job is to be a public servant and to do the thing that's in the best interest of the people and not for yourself, you have to be removed. It's no way. Shout out to Edward Williams. Everybody that's in the chat, I'm going to read the super chat shortly. It's no way that you can still be on this case. Impossible.
Well, I don't think the judge has any choice here. It's pretty obvious that this is not only improper, but it creates a serious conflict of interest prohibited by the canons of ethics. So, you know, I think in the end he's going to have to remove her. But, you know, the action yesterday dismissing the six charges, that was the right move. These were always legally unsound because petitioning government officials to take action by itself is not a crime. In fact, it's a protected right under the First Amendment. Trump and others were demanding the Georgia officials reexamine the count, challenge the electors. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Democrats did 4 years earlier, and it was permissible under the Electoral Count Act. It's okay for them to do it, but when Trump does it, oh, it's a crime.
We know what's happening. Every single person in the world all know what's happening. We know that this is an agenda in order to influence people or to try to control whether or not people have the option to vote for him, and then control what happens during the elections or whether or not they can cripple him or whether they can discourage him from continuing to do what he's going to do. That's not even a question. The real thing that we should be discussing and having a conversation about is it's not a matter of what the agenda is. Shout out to Rosita of Tila. Yeah, I will say that this show is the best show on earth. I'm not going to be humble about that. I do believe that this show is the best show on earth. And the extent and the lengths that I go through in order to actually share my studio and share what happens inside the Don't Do Coke in the Bathroom studios and all of that stuff, you guys should really be hitting a like for the algorithm at the very least. But here's the question. When I see my guy like Eric Daniels say, "Nah, that's Trumper talk, Anton," I have to disagree with you. And the reason that I disagree with you is that I don't think that anybody is disillusioned that this is all trunked up and this is all silly. That's not even a question. I think what happens is people are okay with it happening because it's happening to somebody that they don't like. That's the real issue, is that it's happening to somebody that we don't like, so we okay with it, but you can't be okay with it because an injustice not being objectively prosecuted is an injustice to the system itself. You can't pick and choose when the system makes sense and when it doesn't make sense. When it's not right, regardless of whether or not you like the person, you got to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. You cannot have an injustice for it to be unfair across the board because it then put in question a justice system that we subject ourselves to in the first place. And so it really the only reason that people want it to continue to happen is because it's happening to somebody that they don't like. It has nothing to do with whether or not they actually know that this is a valid case. You know that it's not valid. You know that it's silly. You know that they're going after him. Everybody and their mama know that they're going after Trump. Everybody, no, that's not even a question. We know this. This is so obvious and so transparent. Bro, people are getting elected. Letitia James is basically standing on, and her whole campaign promise was based off of the idea that she had a vendetta and was going to go after Trump. That's crazy. But because they're doing it to him, it's okay.